Upstate Medical University in Syracuse has a new tool that can help diagnose prostate cancers. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the hospital is one of the first in the nation to purchase a technology that gives doctors a more targeted approach.
Jeff Barkley, a firefighter from Phoenix, New York, had close family members die from prostate cancer. But even as his PSA level rose over the last several years, that's the blood test that is an indicator of prostate cancer, five biopsies came back negative.
It was a relief each time they were over, and especially when the results come back negative. But yet, I still had a doubt, and there was still suspicion, as there was with my urologist, that there was still something going on.
And something was going on. But it took a new procedure at Upstate University Hospital to find the malignant lesion, a procedure that fuses pre-biopsy MRI images of the prostate with ultrasound to locate evidence of cancer that is sometimes elusive, according to urologic oncologist Srivanas Virgante.
With only ultrasound, you can't see where the cancer is. The power of the MRI is it allows you to see the cancer, but it's difficult to bring into the office. So this technology is called fusion MRI ultrasound biopsy, and it allows you to get the best of both worlds.
Along with missed cancers, doctors say this technology can identify indolent cancers, or those that grow so slowly they don't require immediate treatment. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.